the House Committee on Consumer Protection and Government Efficiency to order. Committee, we have a few bills left to work, and we're going to start out with a bill that may require a little explanation. It's listed as a public hearing work session. We're just going to open a work session and moving this bill without recommendation to the Committee on Rules, if the committee so allows. It's been requested to have that a late issue that's come up that needs clarification. The bill will be gut and stuffed in the Rules Committee if it gets there. And so with that, I'll open a work session on House Bill 3389. Bob, give us a brief description of what's not going to be in this bill.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3389 is identical to Senate Bill 558 as introduced. House Bill 3389, as introduced, has no revenue impact, and a fiscal statement has been issued for the purpose of referring the measure to the Committee on Rules, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Lively, okay. Would you like to make a motion for me?
Sure. Chair Hovey, I move that House Bill 3389 be moved to the floor without recommendation and a subsequent referral to the Committee on Rules.
Representative Lively moves that House Bill 3389 be moved to the floor without recommendation and it be referred to the Committee on Rules by prior reference. So, any discussion on the motion? Not seeing any. Samantha, can we have a vote, please?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Yeah.
Representative Kinney
Geyer?
Aye. Representative Smith?
Excused.
Representative Thatcher?
Excused.
Representative Vega Peterson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Richardson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Lively?
Aye.
Chair Holby?
Aye. House Bill 3389 is passed to the Committee on Rules. I'll close the work session on House Bill 3389. And we'll open a work session on House Bill 3165.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3165 is a measure that specifies the type of exceptions that the Director of the Department of Administrative Services may grant from staffing restrictions related to the 11-to-1 supervisory ratio. It requires the director to notify a bargaining agent of employees in the appropriate bargaining unit for an agency requesting an exception, repeals the requirement for the department to develop a plan for state agencies to attain the 11-to-1 supervisory ratio, and declares an emergency and is effective on passage. The committee has adopted a -1 amendment, which requires the exception granted by the director of the Department of Administrative Services to be based on a determination that the exception is warranted by unique or emergency circumstances. The measure as amended has no revenue impact, and a fiscal statement has been issued. The measure has a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Lively.
Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 3165 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and subsequent referral to Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Lively moves House Bill 3165 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Samantha?
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Kinney-Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Oh, excused.
Representative Thatcher?
Excused.
Representative Vega Peterson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Richardson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Lively?
Aye.
Chair Holby?
Aye. House Bill 3165 is passed to the Committee on Ways and Means. I'll close the work session on House Bill 3165.
Point of sale space involving DCBS and having set up a home structure. That was the concern.
And I'll open a work session on House Bill 3035.
Mr. Chair. Chair and committee members, House Bill 3035 was the measure that added school districts and community college districts to the Oregon Transparency website. The committee adopted on April 17th a proposed Dash 1 amendment, which replaced the measure and now requires the Transparency Oregon Advisory Commission to develop a plan for adding certain information or links to certain information to the Oregon Transparency website, requires the commission to develop a plan for regularly updating information on the website, requires the commission to develop a long-term vision and plan for the website emphasizing ease of use, and requires the commission to report details of those plans to the Legislative Assembly on or before January 1 of 2015. That includes an emergency clause and is effective on passage. The measure as amended has no revenue impact. A fiscal statement has been issued for the purpose of the subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means. Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Lively, could we have a motion on House Bill 3035?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3035 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, a subsequent referral to Ways and Means by prior reference.
Thank you. Discussion. Representative Johnson.
Mr. Chair, are we talking about the original bill, or do we have Dash 1s into this bill?
I believe we've already amended the bill.
We did adopt the Dash 1 amendment last night, Mr. Chair.
In that case, I would be opposed, Mr. Chair. I just think it's another unfunded mandate for our schools and colleges and so forth. And I think all this information can be available for those individuals that are interested in it. But just another unfunded mandate.
Thank you. And a clarification, Bob. Does this bill create a...
With the Dash 1 amendments, the bill directs the Transparency Oregon Advisory Commission to develop several plans and report those to the Legislative Assembly.
So it's not actually...
That replaced the original measure.
Right. Just for clarification. Thank you. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Samantha?
Representative Lloyd?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
No.
Representative Kinney-Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Excused.
Representative Vega Peterson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Richardson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Lively?
Aye.
Chair Holby?
Aye. House Bill 3035, having received required votes, is passed to the Committee on Ways and Means. Close the work session on House Bill 3035. We'll open a work session on House Bill 2536. Committee, and we're considering the Dash 3 amendments on this bill. Give us a description of the bill, please.
Mr. Chair and committee members, House Bill 2536 is the measure that requires a quarter administrative authority to make additional specific findings before approving an agreement for transfer of structured settlement rights. It extends the period in which a transfer agreement may be canceled by a settlement payee. The committee has before it Dash 3 amendments, which replace the measure. Those amendments require the transferee to file a petition for approval of transfer containing certain information and allows the court to seal all or part of that petition, require certain statements to the payee from the transferee at least 30 days before the signing of a transfer agreement, extends period in which the transfer agreement may be canceled by settlement payee, requires quarter administrative authority to make additional specific findings before approving agreement for transfer of structured settlement rights, and specifies criteria for the court to consider in determining whether to approve a transfer agreement. The measure has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact with those amendments, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Lively, a motion on the Dash 3 amendment.
Certainly. I move we adopt the Dash 3 amendments to House Bill 2536, dated 3-26-2013.
Representative Lively moves we adopt the Dash 3 amendments to House Bill 2536, dated 3-26-13. We'll take a prerogative to just comment on this. I know that this bill's gone back and forth a little bit. We had work groups with the structured settlement consultants, some lawyers, and with Earl Nesbitt, if you recall, who came in from Texas representing the settlement purchasers and represented by Mr. Romaine. They presented the Dash 2 amendments and tried to reach a compromise with the Dash 3s and the Dash 5s.
And I think I can say that they're still opposed to the dash threes and fives and prefer the dash twos. I don't know if you know, we did receive a letter from the Oregon Judicial Department who had some issues with the dash twos in terms of the sealing of the records. And so that's where we're at with this bill. And any other discussion? Representative Kenny Geyer.
Can you just say a little bit about why you're proposing three and not five, and maybe what just a couple of the main differences
the
are
difference
from three
is,
to the original?
The dash five made a couple of changes to the dash three. It tried to, there was an issue with having the court being able to, with the opponents of the bill, having to have the court at the end of the process go, we would like to see another proposal. And so the dash fives moved, took that piece out and moved it back to the front of and said and required two proposals at the front of the process instead of at the end. It also fixed the sealing of the court records to some language that was more preferable to the state court. And I believe that's all it did. So it tried to fix that one, it tried to compromise that one issue. The dash threes, you know, were pretty close. Just that one item, I think, is the difference. I don't know, maybe Bob, did you note any other differences in the dash?
Mr. Chair, you're correct. The differences between the three and the five were the issues that you just described. And I'll note that the letter from the Oregon Judicial Department has been added to OLIS in today's meeting materials for folks who want to look at that.
And we are only voting on dash three, not also dash five.
That is correct.
Can I just make one more comment if we're still discussing the motion? For the I think this is a really important issue, and you know, it's hard to have a lot of clarity around something that late in the game, but I do think it's an important issue, and I'm glad that you've done a lot of work to try to get parties together, and I will be supporting this in the spirit of continuing to have people be able to have a chance to digest it and discuss it.
Thank you. I will note that we actually did have I've been working with the proponents and opponents of this bill since 2009, so it hasn't been a brand new thing that's popped up.
Just the dash three is new.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
hot when it was delivered yeah. to us a minute ago.
The newest rendition, perhaps, or the second to the newest. Representative Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to say that we need to watch and see how implementation of this goes on through, how it plays out. I think that it is appropriate to give judges additional information. I think that businesses that provide this kind of service are going to be willing to do that. It's a little extra work up front. I think that the dash fives probably went a little too far by mandating that there had to be multiple bids on something like that. I mean, you're kind of getting in the middle of a private contract between a buyer and a seller. On this kind of a structured settlement, you know, a sale of a structured settlement. And I think that the dash threes give discretion to judges. I don't, having worked with judges for 30 years, I don't fear that they're going to abuse that discretion. I haven't seen them say, well, I think I'll just cause trouble for companies and require bids at the very end. But the disclosure is, I think, a healthy thing. And so I also will be supporting the dash three.
Thank you. Any other comments, discussion? Yes, and I'll just add that I appreciate that. And, you know, when I talk to some judges about this issue, one of their concerns, and I think one of the proponents of the bills, their concerns were sometimes people, you know, make these decisions, you know, because of the lure of getting cash quick from their structured settlement. And oftentimes these people are set up for structured settlements so that because they can't take care of themselves. And oftentimes that information isn't disclosed to the judge, and they may or may not be aware of it, which is the reason for the disclosure of the information to the court in the first place.
And yes, Mr. McWilliner, just to follow up on what you said, Mr. Chair, often the value of a structured settlement is greatly influenced by long-term care costs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you settle a case, you get a structured settlement with the idea that there will be finances available so that the recipient does not need to go on government health care, but will go but pay their own way. And then that assumes that there will be the money available over time to do that. And so for a judge to be aware of health situations and those considerations, I think, is a healthy thing, because it's not just about I can either get the money over time or I can get it all at once. There's often reasons why it's elected to go over time.
Right.
And that kind of information, I think, is valuable for a judge to know as he makes a decision.
And I think that Representative Barton and some of the other proponents, you know, laid out oftentimes the people that own these structured settlements that are being taken care of may not make the best decisions for themselves. So that was some of the impetus of this. So with that, Representative Thatcher, we're on the Dash 3 Amendment to House Bill 2536, and we're about to call the roll.
Do you know the bill?
It's a structure settlement bill.
Dash 2s were proposed, but the Dash 3s are up, and the Dash 5s are not going to be heard.
Got it. Thanks.
You need a moment?
Just trying to get my agenda open. Sorry. Please stand by. Technical difficulties are being experienced.
Yep. Representative Vega Peterson?
Can we take a brief recess?
Sure. Representative Vega Peterson requests a recess. Objections? We'll stand in recess.
Yep.
Oh, we lost Representative Thatcher.
Yes, we did.
go.
I can go too.
I'd like to bring the
conversation out there somewhere.
House Committee
Someone will talk to us.
On Consumer Protection and Government Efficiency. Back to order. Committee, we're in the middle of a have we adopted the amendment?
No.
We're in the middle of adopting the Dash 3 amendment to House Bill 2536. Is there objection to adopting the amendment?
I'm a no vote.
Representative Smith is a no on adopting the Dash 3 amendment.
Yeah.
Oh, Representative Johnson, I didn't see you down there. Something was obscuring my vision.
My bald head was in your way.
And Representative Thatcher, three objections on the adopting the amendment. Dash 3 amendment is adopted. Representative Lyle.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 2536 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Lively moves House Bill 2536 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion on the motion? Talk this one out far enough. With that, Samantha, can we have a vote, please?
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
No.
Representative Kenny Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
No.
Representative Thatcher?
No.
Representative Vega Peterson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Richardson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Lively?
Aye.
Chair Holby?
Aye. House Bill 2536, having received the required votes, has passed to the floor. And I suppose I will carry that.
That's a good idea.
With that, I'll close the work session. House Bill 2536.
Carry it.
I'd like to open a work session on House Bill 2826. Bob, give us a brief description of House Bill 2826.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2826 is the measure that requires a debt buyer who takes legal action to collect debt to first provide certain notice to a debtor, requires pleading filed in an action to include certain information, requires the debt buyer to file certain information with the court before judgment can be entered against the debtor, limits the interest that the debt buyer may collect upon prevailing in an action. The committee has before it a proposed Dash 2 amendment. And I believe we have someone who can speak to the Dash 2 amendment if there are questions on that, Mr. Chair.
Representative Lavin, you would like to make a motion on the Dash 2?
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 2 amendment to House Bill 2826, dated 4-10-2013, be adopted.
Representative Lively moves the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 2826 be dated 4-10-2013 be adopted. Discussion on the motion? Questions? Let's see.
Merely on adopting
the Dash amendment. The Dash 2 amendment, correct. Is there no objection to the adopting the Dash 2?
Yeah.
Representative Smith is objecting, Representative Richardson, Representative Thatcher, and Representative Johnson. With that, the Dash 2 amendments are adopted to House Bill 2826. Committee, I'm going to move this bill, take a motion to move this bill to rules.
Mr. Chair?
No.
Representative Lively.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2826 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and a subsequent referral to the Committee on Rules.
Representative Lively moves House Bill 2826 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules. Discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, Samantha?
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Kenny Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
No.
Representative Thatcher?
No.
Representative Vega Peterson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Richardson?
No.
Vice Chair Lively?
Aye.
Chair Holby?
Aye. House Bill 2536, having received the vote, is moved to the Committee on Rules. And I'll close the work session on House Bill 2826. And Representative Richardson, could you make a motion to suspend the rules?
Oh, yes. Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we suspend the rules to enable Representative Thatcher to vote on House Bill 33 on three bills, House Bill 3389, 3165, and 3035.
So I can remember. Is there objection to Representative Richardson move to suspend the rules for the purpose of having Representative Thatcher vote and Representative Smith? Was that?
I was doing them separately.
Okay, we can do them separately then.
Okay.
Representative Thatcher to vote on House Bill 3389, 3165, and 3035. Representative Thatcher, how do you vote on House? Is there any objection to the suspension of the rules? Let me get ahead of myself here. And seeing no objections, the rules are suspended. And Bob, why don't you give Representative Thatcher a brief description of what we did with House Bill 3389 so she isn't just guessing at what we did?
Mr. Chair and Representative Thatcher, House Bill 3389 was moved without recommendation to the Committee on Rules.
Okay. I vote aye.
Okay. So I would make just to
Representative
right,
Richardson.
We suspended the rules. I now move that Representative Thatcher be allowed to vote on the bills previously listed.
Okay.
Representative Richardson is
correct. Representative Thatcher, how do you vote on House Bill 3165?
I thought you said 3389. Oh,
you want to restate 3389?
No, voted. 3389 was a yes. I thought that's what we're on still.
So House Bill 3165 is the next bill, and Bob, give her a description of what happened to that.
House Bill 3165 was passed with a due pass recommendation as amended to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
I vote aye.
Representative Thatcher votes aye. And the next bill, Representative Thatcher, is House Bill 3035, which was the amendment. Go ahead, Bob. Tell her what it is.
House Bill 3035, with the dash one amendments, was moved with a due pass recommendation to the floor and a referral to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
I vote aye.
Thank you. Chair?
Can we try this again for Representative Smith?
I move that we suspend the rules to enable Representative Smith to vote on House Bills 3389, 3165, and 3035.
Representative Richardson has moved to suspend the rules to enable Representative Smith to vote on House Bills 3389, 3165, and 3035. Is there objection to suspension of the rules? Seeing none.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I now would move that Representative Smith be allowed to enter a vote on House Bills 3389, 3165, and 3035.
I don't know that we need that, but Representative Richardson has again moved that Representative Smith be allowed to vote on House Bill 3389, 3165, and 3035. Any objection to that? Seeing none. Representative Smith, how do you vote on House Bill 3389?
I'm a yes.
Representative Smith is a yes on House Bill 3389. Representative Smith, how do you vote on House Bill 3165?
I'm a yes.
Representative Smith is a yes on House Bill 3165. And Representative Smith, how do you vote on House Bill 3035?
I'm a yes.
Representative Smith is a yes on House Bill 3035.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Richardson. Thank you.
You don't get to do that. Stand at ease for just a moment. I'm going to adjourn the House Committee on Consumer Protection and Government Efficiency.